Unlock the past and safeguard your memories with scanmyphotos.com. Here's our special promo code, GODIGITAL, to get a whopping up to 50% off your photo scanning order. Don't let your cherished moments fade away. Digitize them now with precision and care. Whether it's old slides, photos, or films, bring them into the digital age and relive those precious memories. This is an affiliate promotion, meaning we may earn a commission if you take advantage of this fantastic deal. Act fast, preserve your history, and save big with Go Digital at scanmyphotos.com. Hi, I'm Maureen Taylor, the photo detective. I really love family photographs, all of them. From the mystery images you find in shoeboxes and albums, to the pictures you snap with your digital devices. No mystery is too small. A simple question about an image can lead to new stories of your ancestors. This means you can count on me to help you identify the people in them, offer solutions for preserving and organizing them, and yes, even guide you in the various ways to gather and share picture stories with your relatives. My guest today is Rick Voigt, CEO and founder of Vivipix. You probably know that for Vivipix Restore. Rick, thank you so much for being on The Photo Detective.
Hi, Maureen. It's great to be with you and all of your audience today.
Rick, I know you are working on some really interesting things. So first off, Vivipix Restore is one of my go-to tools. I use it pretty much every day to improve the look of some photographs that I'm working on or sharpen them up or add metadata. I mean, Vivipix Restore does all of that. But lately, you have been doing something really special. And whenever we talk, our mutual interest is pictures, right? The love of photographs.
Absolutely.
And what you can do with them. So you are working on this new idea. Do you want to talk about it?
Well, it was the genesis of an idea that National Photo Month is in May and National Mental Health Awareness Month is in May. So a few years ago, I started to think about what might we do in order to combine these two things. And I ended up learning that National Institutes of Health identifies photos as something that can be used for reminiscence therapy for those with cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, dementia. And then I did some further research, and there was not much research on actual photos in reminiscence therapy. There's a lot on music, but not a lot on photos. So a little bit of work or a lot of work and connecting with the right people. So last year, we actually did primary research that ended up being published by the National Institute for Dementia National Institute for Dementia Education, and it is all about the benefits of sharing, talking about these photos that we love so much.
Well, every photo tells a story.
Well, and that's the crux, right? Is that I think most of us, when sometimes interacting with people with cognitive decline, you quickly realize that they remember 50 years ago a whole lot more than 50 seconds ago. And even for those without cognitive decline, that picture is a prompt in order to bring back our memory. So that's what we've built, just a whole foundation of education, even certification, to use photo reminiscence therapy for the over 9 million Americans alone with cognitive decline.
I mean, this is a great use of our family photographs. People are coming to me and they say, oh, the family members never identified these photographs. They never told me the story behind them. But with photo reminiscence therapy, there is a method to showing photographs and approaching them and asking questions as prompts, gets people who have these cognitive issues to retrieve those memories, based on the visual stimulation. Is that right?
Exactly. Exactly correct. And all of us, literally all of us, do go through cognitive decline as we age. But that 9.2 million Americans are those with dementia, of which 70% of that is Alzheimer's. And this research was amazing on the number of benefits of improving medication compliance as people wake up in the morning, having them wake up surrounded by their loved ones, i.e. photographs of their loved ones. And my mom has cognitive decline, and it was such that I was doing photoreminiscence therapy and didn't know that's what I was doing, but I was having more engaging conversations with mom, which was great for both of us.
Well, and that's something we have in common, because my mom has cognitive decline, and I've been using the photographs for a long time to have conversations with her. I've put pictures all over her room, her little apartment, and she loves it because she's surrounded by family and she's surrounded by memories.
And so what we've done is to take that basic knowledge that we all have. You know, we've all seen ourselves and loved ones spark a memory when looking at a photograph. That's what a photo is. And then we took the business or the primary research in order to apply that knowledge. Now we've created full education to help people use this process to interact better with their loved ones. And then we also now have launched Vivid Pics prints so that you're able to take these old photographs, of course, scan them through the memory station, our scanning solution, and then further that in order to restore these old photographs and then put them up on the wall and interact with your loved ones.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So it's wonderful, Rick. This is a wonderful application. And I love that Vivid Pics is leading the charge in this.
I thank you for taking the time. And I really hope that folks have the time to take a look at the site. Maureen, you're obviously such a good friend because we have shared affinities and love of photo. So please, listeners, go to vivid-pics.com/PD, photo detective, PD, in order to learn more about all of these things that we've built. And I'm sure Maureen and I are going to be talking more about this in the future.
I'm sure. But let's backtrack for just a little bit. Let's talk about the memory station. That was the last thing we talked about, which was something you announced. And this was sort of, when I think about it, so Vivid Pics Restore was there for people to use. And then you innovated and came up with this partnership to create these memory stations that then are not only people can have them at home, but there are libraries that have memory stations as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So we announced at Roots Tech the memory station, and we've created a relationship with Fujitsu. And Fujitsu's the largest scanning company in the world. And so what we've done is to create the ability for folks to be able to lay down their photos or documents, the press a blue button on the scanner, and it scans from the top as opposed to being sheet fed or flat fed. And it's just super easy to scan up to 10 images at one time. You're able to name all of those individual images as you go through the workflow, and then automatically bring them through Restore in order to be able to improve them as well. So it's an amazing technology that Fujitsu has. They've been a wonderful collaborative partner. And then the integration of that scanning with Restore. So yeah, you're able to bring it into your home. We've got some other wonderful partners, Allen County Public Library, Fort Wayne, Indiana. They have two of the stations in California Genealogical Society, senior living facilities. It's taken off.
Yeah, and as well it should. But I think there's a moment, and the moment is now, because we have spent so much time, certain parts of the country anyway, inside, right? Away from people, at least in 2020, a little bit more going out and about in 2021 and more in 2022. But I think it really drove home the importance of capturing these memories, the photographs, the stories, connecting with different generations before they're gone. I think it all became much more important.
I think you're right. And the path to dementia oftentimes is isolation, which leads to loneliness, which leads to depression, which leads to dementia. And I think all of us more fully understand isolation and loneliness now. And there was depression that all of us went through because we were not able to spend time with our loved ones. And we did strive to hopefully clear out the closet a little bit and get a little bit more organized with our photos and the things that are most important to us. So now, let's scan these images. Let's create the stories of ourselves for future generations. You know, imagine if you have a full photo book with text that your great grandmother had created for you. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
And I can't tell you how valuable that would be to me.
And we can do that. So it should be our responsibility to put that together for future generations because we have the technology and the education to be able to do it.
So what's your hope with the photo reminiscence therapy? I mean, you partnered with, there's a person you told me you partnered with.
Josh Freitas. Josh is amazing. So Josh is literally Berkeley Music, Harvard Health, and more. And he's actually the chair of NIDE, the National Institute for Dementia Education. And my hope is that we can get more people to understand that there are alternative ways to make people happy and active in their brains so that things like medication become less used. This is an alternative form of medicine. And that's exactly the type of wording, not verbatim, that National Institutes of Health is describing.
So, Rick, there's a storytelling component to photoreminiscence therapy. I'd like to know more about that.
Yeah. So we reached out to Laura Hedgecock, and she's quite well known within the genealogy circles. And she's also spent a fair amount of time with community centers and senior living. So she's put together a series of classes that are helpful for anyone who's looking to help bring out the fun stuff within the stories that either A, we're writing about ourselves, or B, those loved ones. And in addition, she and Josh work really closely with the certification education, which Josh put together, so that Laura also is bringing forth that part of storytelling, whether it be a library that's striving to help patrons or societies, and of course, those with cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, dementia. So it's really been designed, this portion of the education has really been designed in order to help all and also people with cognitive decline and their caregivers.
That sounds really wonderful.
It is. Thank you. It's pretty nice to be working with others who have a calling to do well. So my hope is that we can allow people to connect with loved ones, to talk about their memories, to provide these wonderful relationships, leveraging a photo, and maybe it's a little panacea, just to be happier.
So if someone comes to you and says, my family member has cognitive decline, what three things can I do to reengage that person.
So now I get to lean right in the type of education that Josh teaches in his classes, which is available on vividpix.com education. And you should first off with dementia and or Alzheimer's, and Alzheimer's being a part of dementia, recognize that this person is living within their own reality. And they might get a name wrong. They might get a detail wrong. Don't correct them. Their reality might be a little off, but it's their reality. So you ought to adjust to where they are. Two, understand that their brain is processing things differently. And there are over 100 types of dementia, Alzheimer's being one of them. So if that be the case, allow the brain to develop the thought. As we're doing the primary research, there was this one gentleman that I think was stage 4 or 5 dementia. I was not actually doing the interaction, but watching the videos. And this gentleman could not remember who was in the photo. But you could hear a word or two in his answer, and you let that thought develop. And by the end of maybe 5 to 7 minutes, that's me. That's my brother. Those are my mom and dad. We were at the beach. And so the second item is take the time to let that person develop their thought. Be patient. And then third, I would say simply care. Understand that these are our loved ones. Take the time to care.
Those are great statements, Rick. Really great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So Maureen, I know that we have talked about, you know, our moms, and both of our moms are extremely important to us. And that taking the time, and that you've taken the time to put those photographs up on the wall, to interact so that she's able to remember things from 50 years ago, because she remembers it a whole lot better than 50 seconds ago. I know you've got that caring heart, and I know your listeners do too. So I really appreciate the time for us to be able to talk about this, and for all of us as a community to outreach. And I mentioned Allen County Public Library a couple of moments ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are actually doing outreach right now, utilizing the memory station and this capturing of stories with the senior living facility in their market. The genealogical societies, this is a wonderful way for societies to be able to help society and to bring a broader, larger community into the historical and genealogical societies. And most people are very interested in their family history and the family stories. So this is a very broad initiative for VividPix to help the overall genealogical community.
And people who say they're not interested in family history, but are very interested in capturing their family memories from the last generation.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is really important work. You know that I'm 100% behind this.
Thank you. Thank you. It is always such a pleasure, Maureen. I hope you have just a wonderful day. And audience, if you have any questions, again, go to vivid-pix.com/PD, photo detective. We're going to make sure that all this is available for you to learn more about.
Thank you very much for joining me, Rick.
You bet, Maureen. See ya.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on social media, leave me a rating and a review. And if you know of a friend or family member who's also interested in family photographs, share this episode with them too. See you next time. I'm thrilled to be offering something new. Photo Investigations. These collaborative one-on-one sessions look at your family photos. You and I meet to discuss your mystery images and find out how each clue and hint might contribute to your family history. And trust me, these images can reveal so much in your research. I have decades of experience in the photo, genealogy, and history industries. This is your chance to learn from me and discover the stories in your family images. You can find out more by going to MaureenTaylor.com and clicking on Family Photo Investigations.